Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting second. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting third. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Pat Seary. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Lopez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Black. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Don Black. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The left fielder, Dave Philly. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jake Jones. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Lopat. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Lopat. And now, play ball. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jones scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Peck for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jones scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Metkovich for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau takes first base on ball four. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Boudreau moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boudreau moves to third. One out. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Callaway moves to second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Siri. Tresh reaches second base with a double. Callaway scores. Baker goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tresh moves to third. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-1 in the game. Tucker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black strikes out. Tresh drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Black out. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0-for-1 in the game. Peck hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1. White Sox. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-1 in the game. Metkovich hits a fly ball into left field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Peck. Philly reaches second base with a double. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boudreaux hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jones fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Callaway moves to third. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Tresh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Callaway scores. Baker moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 0-for-1 in the game. Lopat hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-2 in the game. Tucker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baker scores. Tresh moves to second. It's 4-1, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tresh. The throw from Lopez and he is out, Keltner applying the tag. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 0-for-1 in the game. Seary strikes out. One out. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-1 in the game. Lopez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Rushkowski pinch hits for Don Black. Hank Rushkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rushkowski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lopez moves to second. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Peck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lopez scores. Rushkowski moves to third. It's 4-2, White Sox. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball towards right. Kennedy catches it and throws to home to double up Rushkowski. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Lemon now pitching. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Philly for the out. One out. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-2 in the game. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jones scoops it up and throws to first, with Lopat covering, for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Callaway takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Tresh hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 0 for 2 in the game. Lopat hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Philly. Gordon reaches second base with a double. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 0 for 2 in the game. Seary hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gordon moves to third. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields it and throws to second for the out. Gordon scores. 1 out. It's 4-3, White Sox. Al Gettle pinch runs for Al Lopez. Eddie Bachman pinch hits for Bob Lemon. Eddie Bachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bachman takes first base on ball 4. Gettle moves to second. Jim Hegan pinch runs for Al Gettle. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Peck hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-4, Indians. Joe Haynes now pitching. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 3 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 3 in the game. Metkovich hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Metkovich moves to third. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Hegan now catching. Les Willis now pitching. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball towards center. Tucker settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Tucker. Robinson moves to third. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gordon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Seary hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Willis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Seary moves to second. Two outs. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Seary moves to third. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. Peck takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-4 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Willis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Metkovich hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-4 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Tresh hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Stevenson pinch hits for Joe Haynes. Joe Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Walesa pinch hits for Thurman Tucker. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.